Today is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. Among the Christians marking, and marked by the day, is commentator Lauren Winner.
The imposition of ashes on Ash Wednesday is nothing if not bold. The whole day is bold. There is a bold gash of ecclesiastical purple hanging on the wall of my Puritan white Episcopal church. My priest wears an equally startling purple chasuble, which he will wear for all of Lent. The Book of Common Prayer prompts us to say bold things, that we have been ransomed by a man on a cross. The ashes are the boldest of all. A dark and undeniable slash across your forehead, a bold proclamation of death and resurrection. You attend an Ash Wednesday service, but you forget that the ashes have been, in the churchly idiom, imposed on your head, and you walk out of church with this brash living reminder that Christ died for us. The first time I observed this ritual, I got stares on the subway. There might be some neighborhoods in New York where forehead crosses on Ash Wednesday are commonplace, but not my subway line, full of West Side sophisticates. I felt all the more uncomfortable when I got to campus. Columbia University, its charming chapel notwithstanding, is a place devoted to different types of truths, not so eager to proclaim this one. The ashen cross on my forehead was, I realized, a type of evangelism. Usually, when I hear the word evangelism, I think of someone handing out tracts. Usually, I bristle a little bit. I am not one to casually swing my arm around a friend's shoulders, look meaningfully into her eyes, and ask, "Susie, if you were hit by a bus tomorrow, would you go to heaven?" I take comfort in the church's current affection for what is politely called lifestyle evangelism. It just requires living a good, God-fearing, gospel-exuding life. I like to assume that most people know I'm a Christian, and when they see that I am sometimes joyful or sometimes peaceful when they are not, they will want to know my secret. Walking around with a cross on your forehead is another matter altogether. That first Ash Wednesday, as today, I felt unhidden, uncloseted. I felt embarrassed. The ashes on my forehead told a story to the people I walked past all day. A student I didn't know approached me in the morning and asked me where she could go to church. Another student accosted me and asked what business I had trying to teach kids to think critically when I, an Ash sporting Christian, obviously didn't think critically myself. A third student, whom I knew only in passing, sat me down, burst into tears, and told me that her parents were divorcing. I wondered if this happened to nuns walking down the streets in their habits. I had been prepared for Ash Wednesday to be intense. I had been prepared to feel something deep or profound or moving when my priest told me that I was dust. I was not prepared for it to be a day of unavoidable evangelizing. The cross on our foreheads is meant to be a dramatic reminder to ourselves, and it is that. But the cross also prompts other people's questions. It puts me in a place of witnessing, of telling strangers and friends that I have ordered my life around a curious story about a man on a cross. The challenge, as I enter Lent, is to be this bold in my proclamation of the gospel all year long.
The commentary is adapted from Lauren Winner's book, Girl Meets God.